Thank you and good morning. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of heavy smoke coming from a mixed-use building at 205 7th Street in Eureka on Monday night. When firefighters reached the scene, they found heavy smoke inside the building but could not find an exact fire location, and a second alarm was called. Lolita and Arcata Fire provided support at Eureka stations. The heavy smoke appeared to be coming from a large brewing vessel that, due to a malfunctioning heater control, had overheated and ruptured a sight glass that spilled a large quantity of hot oil, which then melted several plastic containers, causing the heavy smoke. Damage was estimated at about $6,000, and there were no injuries reported. Assistant County Registrar of Voters and Elections Manager Kelly Sanders will hold a campaign kickoff announcement at the Carter Hotel in Eureka on Thursday afternoon to announce her candidacy for the position of County Clerk, Recorder, and Registrar of Voters. Sanders has worked in the registrar's office for the past 9 years and is a registered elections official in both California and Texas. The City of Arcata has purchased a vehicle that will be used by the Police Department's Traffic Enforcement Division, and the new vehicle will be cheaper and easier to maintain, will save the city $18,000 in purchase price, and save on gas and expenses as well. The smart car, just 8 feet long and 5 feet wide, will be used by traffic enforcement officers throughout the city to conduct parking enforcement duties. The car is smaller, more maneuverable, and fuel efficient, and will also be used for crowd and traffic control and other non-criminal calls for service. The California Highway Patrol Humboldt Area Command wants you to better secure your motor vehicle to prevent auto theft. CHP officers have taken 53 reports of stolen vehicles in the first 3 months of 2014, a rate far higher than a year ago and from 2012 as well. Many of those vehicle thefts have occurred after the driver left the keys in the ignition, making it an easy target for a car thief and something you're warned not to do. Another trend for auto thefts is cars being stolen during burglaries when thieves gain access to car keys inside a residence, as well as through the use of worn-down keys from similar models of cars. The mother of a recently paroled man contacted the sheriff's office on Monday afternoon to report that her son, 39-year-old Tracy Edward Johnson, was in possession of firearms and that she feared for her safety and the safety of law enforcement if they came into contact with him. Johnson had moved back to his mother's residence a few weeks ago, and she gave deputies permission to search the residence. Johnson was the only person at home when deputies arrived on scene and initially tried to prevent the deputies from entering. He moved toward a couch a few feet from the front door before he was handcuffed and detained. Deputies searched the couch and the area around it and found two loaded stolen rifles and a stolen handgun taken from a locked vehicle on Bongio Drive in Eureka in mid-February. Johnson was arrested and booked on several charges, including possession of stolen property, grand theft, and parole violations. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our job shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Local law enforcement and public officials held a public forum last Wednesday to give Eureka community members a chance to voice their concerns regarding safety. The meeting focused on nighttime jail releases, including the mental health of released inmates, their transportation needs, and issues related to civil rights. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills was one of the panelists at the forum, and he was pleased with the community response.
There were no surprises in terms of wanting late night release stopped and so forth, but it was interesting to see a fairly balanced community. I mean, there were a couple of people that were kind of way off on the edges, but overall, there were a lot of people that were really interested in helping and giving good information and saying, you know, let's think this through. And that's what I really appreciate about Eureka.
Mills believes that the meeting provided an emotional release for many residents.
It was really a cathartic healing time, I think, for people to express their concerns, but yet also public safety, go back to the drawing board and say, well, what can we do differently? And we're at that stage right now.
The meeting was a response to several incidents related to nighttime jail releases, including the murder of Father Eric Freed. The suspect, Gary Lee Bullock, was arrested and released from jail in the early morning hours, the day of the crime. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.